Now that was from Ahmad.
Okay. I have so many emails. I'm looking for it. If anyone else can find it, and
I got it. It's point of may I offer a point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
I got it at 1:56 p.m. Standard East Coast time, and it's the title in Gmail or Google is Audit Committee Meeting Tonight, Agenda and Orientation Materials. The document is in the orientation materials.
Yes. I believe, okay, I can't even find it myself. I mean,
Grace, I have it up. This is Elaine. Bob, if you can give me your address, I'll forward it to you.
I have it.
You don't do that on the line.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I have it. I'll send it to everybody. And
thank you.
All right, I just sent it out.
I think I may be looking at Dear Sir or Madam.
Yes, exactly. That's where it starts and it ends. If you could just quickly, if the rest of us can move on to the next agenda item, and then we'll come back to this in a few minutes.
William for the stack.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Robert? Can you put that in writing? Is that possible?
I'm going to try, but I'm having technical problems. I can't hit reply all on that email, so I don't know that I have the correct list. So I'm going to send
okay.
it to you.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's just work it out right now. So we'll say following our key contacts.
No, before our key contacts. It should say, submit proposals to, : name, phone number, email address of the a chair that's elected by this committee.
:
Chair, yeah.
Pacifica Audit Committee. Okay, very good.
And then the next section should be for inquiry.
Okay,
contact.
Wait a second. Before we get to that, also, accepting Eileen's suggestion, which I think is a good one, also please copy the secretary of the Pacifica Audit Committee, okay?
But what if it's a phone call? Oh, no, it won't be if it's a proposal. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And then... following our key contacts, how's that?
For inquiries.
For inquiries. And then we put the IED and the CFO, okay, and contact information.
Good. Very good.
Okay. All right. Is everyone happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Okay. All right. Now, modifications to RFP. Okay, so I'm going to send that to everyone so you have it.
William being heard.
Okay, one second. Let me get this out. All right. It's all out. Okay, William, go ahead.
Okay, back to the RFP. I don't know if they actually did any approving of it yet, but in the filing deadline section, where I think they talk about February, I don't have it in front of me, we have to communicate that we're in a hurry, and then we also need to calculate. I wrote to everybody today that we need for the filing deadlines, we need to update that. We have to review the extensions that are granted automatically available from the AG, that's the California office, and allow approximately 6 weeks as a cushion for audit committee and PMB review. I think they need to know that we're way behind. I don't know how you're going to want to get that in there.
Okay. Do you want to? I left a blank in here, and there was a typo because it said 2012. I wasn't corrected. So, in this orientation packet. So, what date would you suggest, William, that we put as we invite your firm to submit a proposal to us by blank 2017? What date would you suggest we put in there? Are you there? Hello?
Hello, who you asking William?
Yes, you, William.
Oh, well, I think the executive, interim executive director has talked about being ready at the end of this month, so I think you have to make it pretty soon. I don't know that he's actually going to make it, and the CFO, but has to be soon. Can't be May or June.
Okay. Anyone have a suggested date? Because I would assume that a lot of CPA firms are just going to be winding down from tax day.
Robert,
by April 15th and doing extensions and stuff.
Yeah. So does anyone else want to suggest a date for this to
about
be inserted
May 15th.
In?
About May 15th.
Okay.
But can we go that far out?
I think so. From what I've heard from the CFO, we're not ready yet to start the 2015 audit. So May 15th sounds reasonable, I think. So is there any objection to inserting the date? We invite your firm to submit a proposal to us by May 15th, 2017 for consideration.
Jamie Gomez for the staff.
Okay, Jamie, do you want to speak to that particular issue, amendment?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
I don't have a problem with May 15th, but I wanted to reflect upon what William said about letting the auditors know that time is of the essence, because we're at least 1 year behind. So I don't know if we want to put that wording in there. Please submit your application by May 15th. Time is of the essence as blah, blah, blah. That might be the point to give them a heads up that we need assistance with a back audit.
Well, Dorothy, for the staff, I think time is of the essence might be enough. We don't want to scare people away.
Okay.
So
please submit by May 15th. Time is of the essence. That should be sufficient.
For consideration, time is of the essence. Is that acceptable?
I have a question. Or I would like to be on the stack.
Okay, go ahead. Is that James Sagerton?
It is. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, time of the essence is good wording to put a sentence in about that. And also something about by May 15th, but as soon as possible, or no later than May 15th. Also,
yeah, I like that. Yeah,
I'm just wondering if the rates go up when you say things like time is of the essence and hurry, 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 we're having a house fire.
Good point.
We invite your firm to submit a proposal to us no later than May 15th, 2017.
As soon as possible, on May 15th. I like that wording.
No later than.
No later than. Okay. We invite your firm to submit a proposal to us no later than May 15th, 2017.
Well.
Time is up. Okay, wait a second. Let's take a stack again on this one point. Anyone else to want to comment on this?
Jamie again.
And who else was that?
James.
Elaine. Or James.
Oh, Elaine. Okay, Elaine, why don't you speak? You haven't spoken recently.
I would think of, we'd want it back as soon as possible or no later than May 15th. You know, that gives them time to really get on to it.
Okay.
insurance emergency.
Your firm to submit a proposal. Okay. Jim Sagerton?
Yes, that was what I was going to say, but now I'm wondering about cutting it off, though later than May 15th. Perhaps we should modify that a little bit and soften it and say, you know, as soon as possible, by May 15th, you know, ideally, but if, you know, if we say no later, then we might, you know, by May 15th, if we don't have a proposal, then, you know, people are not going to submit one after that. So if we could possibly.
Well, no, they're not supposed to.
Okay, so we invite your firm to submit a proposal as soon as possible, ideally by May 15th, 2017.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think everybody, can I say something? This is PK.
Yes. Is that PK? Go ahead.
Communication is essential, and what we need is primary in our goals in sending these out. Good audit firms ought to be able to make a date, you know, depending on the number, their background and their experience. But I think that the date of May 15th ought to be set in stone, because otherwise it could be June 15th if we start letting it go from somebody that we might like or whatever. I think that you set the standards ahead of time. And those that can do that, that's who we have the choices from. And those that can't do that, they're not a choice for us.
Okay.
Jamie was on the
okay.
staff.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, so I agree with everyone. But I like, please, you know, I like wording, please submit your proposal as soon as possible. I like James, I don't really want to close the door. But again, we want to try to make it as solid as possible for May 15th. So what I would say is, as soon as possible, we plan to consider proposals. We plan to evaluate proposals May 15th or something like that. So that way they know that if they send in a late proposal, they're going to be sending in late.
This is Elaine again. Can I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Elaine.
Legally, if you're doing an RFP, you should have a cutoff date that is solid. No, we'll be looking at it. We may go on. We could extend it or whatever. So you should state that, you know, you'd like it as soon as possible and no later than. That means that if they're and I usually on my RFPs put a time, no later than 3 p.m. on 5/15. So they know exactly
okay.
when they have to have it to me.
These are all good points. I have a wording here. We invite your firm to submit a proposal as soon as possible. We plan to evaluate proposals up to May 15th, 2017. How's that?
No, it's not legal. You can't do RFPs and have...
You have to do what Elaine said. She seems to know what she's talking about.
Okay, go ahead. Why don't you give me your wording, Elaine? I'll
okay.
type it in here.
You can do it. Okay, as soon as possible, all responses must be received by 3 p.m. on May 15th. That's very specific. And like one of the other gentlemen said, we wanted to know, we need it back. It has to be back. And if it's not, they're not going to be considered. Unless you don't get anybody else, then you send it out again. Don't extend it.
Okay, good. Very good. And do we want to leave in time is of the essence, or is that redundant?
No, I think time of the essence is kind of like, you know, we're in trouble, so help us. I would leave it off. They're going to know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's redundant.
Okay.
At this point,
so
it's redundant.
I have the wording. Or RFP, we invite your firm to submit a proposal as soon as possible. All responses must be received by 3 p.m. on May 15th, 2017. Okay? All right, is there any objection to modifying the RFP wording this wording as far as the modification of the RFP. Hearing none, that's accepted, and then I'm sending it all out to you, that wording. And then the earlier wording, I think we all had a consensus on, and that was, I sent that to you, it was, modifications, submit proposals to chair, and also copy the secretary, the following a key contacts for inquiries, i.e. DCFO.
Right.
Okay. Any objection to those two amendments to the RFP? Okay. Hearing none, we're done with the RFP. It is now 7:01 p.m. We don't have a set adjournment time for this meeting. Let me see what's on the rest of the agenda, if I can find it. Oh, here we go. The next things on the agenda were consider potential CPA firms. It would be best if the CPA firm, the audit firm, were in the Bay Area, I believe. Is there anyone who can spend the time to figure out which CPA firms we should be sending RFPs at?
I'll volunteer sometime. This is Aki.
Okay. All right. Anyone else who would like to volunteer?
Yeah. This is Jamie. I sent the name of one that has offices both in Pasadena and San Francisco, and I believe an RFP was sent out to them already by Bill Crozier.
Okay.
I forget the name of the firm off the top of my head, but it used to be Quesada Godsey, and he's gone on to another firm.
Okay, so can we give Aki the task of anyone who can research audit firms that we might want to send the RFP out to? Can we send those that contact information for those firms to Aki?
This is Jamie Gomez. I will send the information for the one firm to Aki. I have to go now. I'll see you Monday.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Haley.
Jamie. Thank you.
May I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I think did I just understand that RFPs have already been sent out by Sam or the manager to any audit firms? Because if so, that's a problem. We'd need to resend. Everybody needs to receive the same RFP. So if any have already been sent out, this new one should be sent to anyone who's already received one.
Okay.
Otherwise, it could be deemed an unfair process. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hear you. Is there general consensus on that? Is there any objection to that, resubmitting the RFPs from the audit committee? The only problem with the sensitivity of that is that right now we have a chair pro tem. It won't be for about a week and a half until we have a permanent chair of this committee or a permanent secretary, because an email election has to be done. So that delays the process. I mean, it's inaccurate for me. I'm the chair pro tem at the moment. Aki Tanaka is the secretary pro tem. What do you think about our immediately sending out the new RFPs to those audit firms that have been sent RFPs already?
Mark for the staff.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Robert.
We need to move this process. Put in the name of the IED and the temporary, or the IE chair and the temporary secretary, and get the process rolling.
Okay.
Yeah, we can always update it.
Put in your name, Grace, and Aki's name, and we can change it later.
Okay. Any objection to that?
I didn't hear it. What is the proposal?
Okay, we're going to resubmit.
What was the proposal, Benito? I did not hear it.
Okay. We've been modifying the RFP tonight, and we came up with some amendments, and we just agreed to the amendments. We now have an RFP, and we're going to be sending out, per Elaine's, Eileen's suggestion, we're going to be resending the RFP, the modified RFP, to all the firms who have already received an RFP from the CFO and the IED. Okay?
Yeah, I understand that. This is Benito. I was referring to somebody made a proposal a second ago before you spoke, Mr. And I didn't hear what that was. I couldn't make out what that was.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Does William have a question? What did the person propose?
Oh, Jesus.
Who is this?
This is Benito. I'm trying to get straight. What was the proposal made by someone immediately before you explained to me what we had just agreed? I understood what you said.
Okay, I believe you're talking about what Robert Marks said. Robert, do you want to repeat what you said?
Well, it was someone who had a female that spoke after Robert.
Okay, Eileen, would you like to reiterate what you stated for Benito?
Oh,
no, that's okay, forget it. I understood, Eileen.
Oh, okay. Good.
Just forget it.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, William here.
Okay, William?
Have you moved or someone moved that we're going to send these out, repeat to the people that already received them?
That was Eileen's suggestion. There was no objection to that. Do you have an objection to that?
Yes, I object. If you don't want to think about it, that's fine, but I object.
Do you want to explain your objection or just want to have it noted?
For a vote.
William? William?
I just don't think it's a great idea, but I object.
May I clarify?
Okay. Do you want to explain why, William?
Not beyond that it's not a good idea.
Okay. Elaine, you want to continue?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Elaine, did you want to respond to William's objection?
No, that's me, Ellen. Eileen. You mean Eileen?
Okay. Yes.
Eileen, right?
Sorry.
Eileen.
This is Eileen. I am just worried that we could be in for some trouble if we don't send out the exact same RFP to all bidders. So if one has already been sent out to X number of firms and then we're going to send out a different one, that has a date and whatever other amendments we have in it. I think, this is what I understand. If they need to be the same in order to get fair competitive bids. So I think if one has been sent out to some firms already, we should send out the amended version and give notes just perhaps even pointing out a few changes, but we wanted to make sure that they had the final RFP.
Thank you, Eileen, and thank you, William, for your objection. I think that it's getting late, very late on the East Coast. It's kind of past our normal agenda time. We do have because of the urgency of getting the audits done, we do have another audit committee meeting scheduled for Monday, this coming Monday. So I would entertain a motion to postpone consideration of sending out the RFPs again to firms that have already been received RFPs from the CFO and the IED until Monday, when we can be, and in the meantime we can research the protocol or the whether it's better or worse to do that, and that can be on the top of the agenda on Monday. So would anyone wish to make that motion?
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to is there any objection to that? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn at this point.
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.